Hey, welcome to ARC Youth Conversations, also known as AYC, where we talk to students about God, life, and everything in between. Now, let's get started.
All right, welcome back, ARC Youth Convos, AYC. Still around.
Yep.
It's always in our hearts.
Always in
AYC,
our hearts.
Always with us. This is a part two of just a little Q&A session that Mike and I have done. We put out a call on Instagram, got some questions that you guys had. I actually have kind of a personal question based off of kind of where we left off. I think that they might be interested to hear this.
Okay,
I've had
sure.
a couple people ask, so we can go through it pretty quick. That
sure.
way we hit some of the other ones.
Yeah.
How do you sermon prep? Like,
how
what does sermon prep look like for you?
I read the Bible, and then I get what, like, an impression in my spirit of what I think I'm supposed to preach about, and sometimes I'll read it, and it's not connecting. I'll read and pray and read and pray, and then sometimes I'll look at cross-references, and sometimes it's the scripture cross-reference, or that verse will spark something in me. I'll think of a verse or story, and I'm like, that's actually it.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like the Lord, like, navigates
yeah,
me.
Yeah, right.
Kind of down a winding path to where I'm supposed to be. This last semester, I focused purely on Jesus,
yeah.
so I just stayed in the Gospels.
Mm-hmm.
This semester, I'm basing it off of our reading, the day of.
Yeah.
So it's like, whatever we read that morning, if you read it that morning, you're getting a message on it that Wednesday night.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool.
And so, but some of that content is like, is praying through how do you, so dense, like the Beatitudes and like
yeah.
Sermon on the Mount, like just no joke can do whole months and series.
Like
on.
How do you get through that in 20
right.
minutes?
Right, yeah. so it's, yeah. I mean, so they've been shotgun messages lately
yeah.
of just points and things to point out. And so they've definitely been, we've been bulk eating.
Yeah.
And in high school. But it always comes with prayer and unction, and a lot of times I'll just keep reading and praying, and it'll help me trim to, like, what's needed.
Yeah.
And what's needed for today.
Yeah.
The scripture is always good.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many directions you can take. Lord, what is the emphasis needed yeah. for today's message?
Mm-hmm.
And I got to get that in my heart, and I get in my heart through prayer.
Yeah.
And then I make corrections, and I change, and I shift, and then we're off to the races.
Yeah. Nice.
So that's what I do. You?
Cool. Yeah, mine's similar. I think I tried early on to get into the habit of I'm receiving what I'm getting from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm receiving it from the Lord, and then I'm figuring out a way now to communicate it in a way that makes sense. So you know, I think I preached years ago at a small little church for about a year. And more so my flow then was, you know, very series-based, which nothing against that style of preaching, but
right.
very series-based, very topical. I think now I really wanted to make sure what I'm preaching is not because I had an idea for something, you know, 3 weeks ago, but it's because the Lord spoke something to me now. And so now a lot of the time, yeah, I think navigating is a good word to use. It's figuring out, okay, this is what I feel like the Lord has said. Now, how do I communicate it so that it makes yeah. sense to junior high students, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know how it makes sense to me as a 31-year-old with kids and a mortgage
right.
and a job and, you know, but like then
it
how do you,
mean, yeah.
what does that mean? You know, what is so I think that's a lot of my time is spent along with prayer and reading is, okay, how do I say this in a way that makes sense and that resonates, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's definitely prayer and reading scripture. A lot of the stuff I end up preaching are things that the Lord is working on me on personally.
Hmm.
And I've heard, you know, you have to, as a preacher, you have to be careful with that. You don't want to be
yeah.
your own personal devotional time spilling out over the, but,
yeah.
but a lot of times I find, and I think it's healthy to the things I'm preaching about are things I've either already worked on or are currently working on because I think you're able to deliver it from a more sincere place.
Yeah.
Whenever that's the case, you know.
Yeah.
But I haven't been doing it as long, so I feel like I'm still kind of finding my, even doing it for 2 years, still kind of finding my flow for it.
Yeah, I've completely changed it over the years. I used to do more stories. I've done 3 points. I've done 1 point. Done 4 points. I've done pictures. I've done clips, I've done slides, I've done no slides, I've done reading with the Bible, I've done scriptures on the board. Like, I've changed styles five or six times by now. Now it's kind of like a mix of slides. I don't really do personal stories as much anymore. Yeah. I don't really do story examples as much anymore. I'm kind of just doing the scripture, explaining the truth of it, and adding commentary.
Yeah.
And maybe illustrating it through personal experiences of their own life. And but, you know, I can understand where that would change again in the days ahead.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I enjoy it, though. I enjoy it. Sometimes it's a wrestle.
Yeah.
I'm like, oof, it's slow getting it. And
I've felt that too. It's like 1 week, it comes week, super
it
quick
can come
and like,
fast. And usually, I've noticed a pastor told me, old pastor told me this. A lot of times when it comes fast, I go, "Oop, it's going to be a busy week," and it usually is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a lot of times it comes slow. I'm like, I'm probably gonna
have time to work on
chew
it.
On this.
Yeah,
and it's more often than not, he was right.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool.
He really was. So,
okay, so Kay Hughes, or should I say Hayes _K,
yep,
asks, how do you find a routine to be motivated to read your Bible every day?
Ooh.
How do you find?
Bible 365 is great.
Yep.
On the app, gives you the chapters you want to read. If you want to do even more reading, get through the whole Bible in a year,
yep,
then do the Bible 365 Plus.
Yep.
Two chapters of Old Testament, one chapter of New. And here's the thing. Your feelings will follow, but the discipline will have to come first.
Yeah.
There, and sometimes you hit it and it's awesome, and then there are days, even you've done it for years, you're like, I'm just tired. I don't know what I got from that one, because it was Leviticus 3, and it's or you're reading the genealogies in the beginning of Matthew, and you're like, oh, okay,
you're just locked in.
And the Lord, it's a blessing to read a scripture. God can bring, I'm telling you, He can bring anything to your mind, and that time is precious. So you're not going to feel it. It's just got to be discipline.
Yeah.
It's got to be something at this time I do this.
Yeah.
Or I always do it every day. At some point, sometime, I squeeze it in. Even honestly, even if it's audio Bible. Now, if you're putting on like 2.5 speed, like, come on now. but just something.
Yeah.
Getting the word in you.
On your way to school.
Is powerful.
And just listening to it.
It's powerful.
Yeah.
Journaling helps.
Yeah.
Because now you're writing. If you're confused, if you're hurt, if you're sad, if you're angry, happy. Writing out your prayers, journaling is great.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, great. I think the discipline thing is key. And because I think that there's like a, in my life, I actually, funny enough, was most consistent as far as timing. I was most consistent reading my Bible my junior and senior year of high school. So like sometimes you can think it's going to get easier. It's like actually
your life gets busier.
It's going to get busier and busier. And honestly, less consistent. Mm-hmm. Like it's going to get just more and more inconsistent as you grow and, you know, get jobs and married and kids and all that stuff. So if you can find the discipline now, it's only going to help you. If you can't find it now, it's not going to be easier in 2 years to find it.
Yes.
So don't, you know, as much as you can, start now. And that's what's going to build into it.
Right.
And don't, if you're not feeling motivated, that's, where it's just, you got to have to say, I don't really want to. I'll be completely honest. There have been many times where I'm like, I haven't read my Bible today and it's like 9 o'clock at night and I'm super tired.
Yeah.
I'm like,
then sit and read it and fall asleep.
You know?
Set your alarm and pass out reading the Bible. Yeah. There are worse ways to go to sleep.
Yeah, totally.
There are worse. At least you're trying. I think the Lord honors trying.
For sure.
Because I fall asleep reading all the time, y'all.
Yeah.
I do. I found out part of that was mild sleep apnea. But then, but I do. I fall asleep reading. And I'm, you know, but there is like, you know, I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying
that's
to get
what
the
matters.
Word.
Yeah.
And that's
the Lord will meet you there.
Yep. He'll meet you there.
100%. That's good. That's good. Okay. Let's keep rock and rolling.
A bag of chips.
Just okay. This is kind of a different take here. How do I deal with temptation and falling into the same sin?
Scripture says to flee from temptation.
There it is.
So it's not something you flirt with.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something you even try. It's one of those, you gotta have to cold turkey cut it off. So okay, me having Safari open or internet browser open with no safeguards is not working.
Yeah.
Guess who's got to put Safe Search on?
Mm-hmm.
You do.
Yep.
Guess Instagram. My search feed's turning into a bunch of interesting people.
Yeah.
We'll put. So guess what? Got to take a break from social media. Mm-hmm. Like, you start looking at where you're failing.
Yeah.
And start putting the guardrails on until you feel like you can handle it. But even then, I wouldn't even wait till you feel like you can handle it.
Yeah.
You got to be, like, well removed from it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's boring. You know what's painful, though?
Yeah.
Is addiction.
Yep.
And also falling in temptation. And that can mean a lot of things. Some people are tempted just to leave their relationship they're in and cheat on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not okay.
Yep.
One way to not cheat on somebody is probably take a break from having a relationship.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And totally. Getting with people, period. And
yeah.
Stay single. And I'm not saying sleep around or talk to people. I'm saying stay single as a Pringle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like alone. And develop good friendships instead. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, temptation also is helped with, you got to have some spiritual oomph to you. You
mm-hmm.
got to have some density.
Mm-hmm.
So be in the word and in prayer, because you're going to need your flesh, as scripture would say, your flesh, your body's going to cry out to you.
Yeah.
I want to go read that. I want to go do this. I want to go see this. I want to go feel this. I want to take this. I want to eat that. Whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
like, it's going to scream at you.
Yeah.
So you're going to need a battle on the other end of yourself, which is the scriptures and prayer and your relationship with God that can fight.
Yeah. 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 Whenever it comes to temptation, really of any size for any sin, anything, whatever it is, you will get over it as quickly as you are serious to get over it. So like if you are really serious enough to get over it, there are always ways you can get over it.
Always.
It's a matter of how serious are you about it.
Yeah.
And it's just like you said. I mean, are you serious?
Some of it might be really hard, just so you know. Very hard.
Yeah.
But
yeah, are you serious enough to delete social media, Snapchat included, off of your phone?
Yeah, we have to clarify Snapchat these days.
Yeah,
I know
totally.
Some
yeah.
of y'all like that.
Yeah, are you, like, if you're, okay, I struggle with this. Are you willing to cut it out? I always think of it like, imagine an alcoholic trying to stop drinking, but they keep beer in their fridge.
Right.
That would be stupid, right?
Right. Like, you're like, what are you?
You're an alcoholic. You're trying to quit drinking.
What are you
doing? So why would you? No. If you're an alcoholic and you're like, hey, I want to quit drinking, you throw out all the beer in your house.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of have to have that same mentality with anything else. You know, like I have temptation to look at things on the internet I shouldn't. Well, then why do I have a phone with no safeguard on it? It's the
right.
same, like,
yeah.
why would you keep that around?
Yeah, it's true.
So, yeah, it's just a matter of how serious are you at
right.
putting things in place to stop you from doing
and
it.
And we're talking temptations. We're not talking addictions yet, because then that's
yeah.
even deeper. But still, like, you know, let's say it's relational temptations. You're tempted
mm-hmm.
to talk to your ex. Like, you got to ask yourself why, too.
Yeah.
Like, why is this in temptation?
Mm-hmm.
What is this going to feed? What's the end result? The end result is me feeling like crap and ruining the relationships, and now going back to something that's not good for me. So like, sometimes you got to walk yourself into why you need
yeah.
to run
yeah.
why you need to run and
mm-hmm.
not even flirt with it.
Yep.
So
yeah, and remove yourself from any people or situation that
yep.
would even take you there. And that's
yep.
what I think a lot of, you know, some people, it's like, oh, I'm tempted to drink. Well, most of the time you're tempted to drink where?
Yeah.
At a party.
With
friends.
With friends who don't care.
Right, right. So,
yeah.
okay. Like, again, it goes back to that, how serious are you? Are you serious enough to change your friend group for that?
Right.
You know?
And they're like, no. We're like, oh, okay. So
okay.
this conversation
so, like,
probably
you're
over.
Not really that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. It's
you're
not
really
about
that
you that much.
Driven
yeah.
To do it. So, yeah. Yeah, just don't put yourself in positions that are going to allow you to stumble. And if you're serious about it, put guardrails up, whatever it is, big or small, you know,
yeah.
whatever the
true
the temptation is.
True.
All right, cool, let's keep rocking and rolling. I think we only have a couple left. What is the ceremonial law in the Bible?
No, get out of here. We're not at nearly 5 o'clock post Easter on a Monday.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about ceremonial law.
Just Google it.
Old
like,
Testament.
Just look
We're
up,
free
like,
from it, Ryan.
Yeah.
We're free.
Oh, man. That's good.
New Covenant.
Who's the smartest? I don't really know. That's the question. I don't know if it's asking, like, out of the staff or just, like, in the world.
Probably out of staff.
Who's the smartest?
Might be Aaron.
Yeah.
Might be Aaron. She's unusually good at a lot of things, too. You wouldn't think it.
Mm-hmm.
But she has, like, odd quirks.
Yeah,
she, like,
I feel like, yeah, then we got to define, like, what's
smart.
What are you defining smart? Are you just defining, like knowledge?
Like knowledge?
Because I think that comes down to then, like, you or Dylan, maybe.
Dylan's probably the most mathematically smart.
Just general knowledge, though, it could even be you or Austin. Because, like, Austin's kind of got, like...
Experientially smart, Austin's
got
a million experiences.
He does a lot of... He has
random
a lot of,
things.
A lot of random hobbies and stuff.
Yeah. I have
unnecessary... But, dude, you'll pull out like, random... Like, just this morning, we were talking about the Pope, and you started pulling out, like, all these facts about, like, these Pope facts. And I'm like, how would anyone know
I have memory retention. My memory's solid, but... I've never considered that, like, smart, but and it's like, what, left brain or right brain?
Yeah,
are we talking about?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Math and science, or are we talking history and English? Because I crushed in history.
Yeah.
Breezy.
Yeah.
But math and science, it wasn't terrible, but I didn't like it. I'm not interested. So, I don't know. Good.
I mean,
interesting question.
Nadia's super organized, so, like, she mentally...
She's probably,
like,
the most detailed, smartest on details. And then Erica just joined the team.
Mm-hmm.
So I have yet to see where her strengths are.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I guess
we'll see.
All right. I think talking about mental health more would be good.
Well.
What do you want to add there?
Dude. You know what? I'm going to go the other direction.
Okay.
With this question.
Let's hit. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I don't think. We are in need of more conversations about mental health.
Okay.
I think we're in need of solutions because we do not have a problem talking about mental health.
Yeah.
We exhaustively now in the last, like, probably I would say 6 years as a culture have really dived in.
Put the pedal to the metal.
We have put the pedal to the metal on talking about mental health. I don't think people like the answers. Because everyone's like, we need to talk about it. I'm like, we do.
Yeah.
We talk about depression. We talk about suicide.
Yeah.
I'm very open about those stories. Mm-hmm. Talk about being lonely. I talk about a lot. Forms of mental health, stability. I don't think people like the answers. I think people like talking about it because it makes them feel seen and they feel like other people understand the struggle. But, y'all, that doesn't mean understanding is good, but we need to have solutions that are applicable.
Yeah.
What do I do now?
Yeah.
And I don't think culture is screaming for answers. It just wants to be heard. And I have a bit of a problem with it.
Yeah.
And I'm not coming at the person who asked the question.
Yeah.
I'm just noticing the trend. Like, we need to talk about mental health. I'm like, we do, but I'm not seeing people who are love the solutions.
Right.
They just want to talk about it. But here's the thing, like, why talk about such a painful topic if we're not gonna try to go to the Lord for answers? Then it's just a vent, and we don't need to be vents all the time. We really don't.
I think it's so important, and you kind of brought this up earlier, whenever it comes to things, because mental health is so vague, right? Like, so many different facets of it, and people process it differently and all that. I think it is so important for you, if you feel at any point like I am struggling with any mental health, anxiety, depression, lonely, like whatever you have to be able to reverse engineer that and go, okay,
why?
I feel sad. Why do I feel sad? Okay, I feel really stressed out. Why do I feel stressed out? And being able to, and it's through prayer. And and I do this a lot. Okay, Lord, I'm feeling this way. Help me. I'm feeling kind of bitter right now. Like, why am I feeling bitter? I'm feeling angry at this person.
I'm feeling
why am
pretty
I feeling
handsome
angry?
Right now. I mean,
can you help me? Like, how do you, you know, like, I think being able to pray through, and it's not all going to get fixed in one time sitting down and thinking, but I think more people, like, to your point, I think more people have and know the answers than they think that they do. Yeah. You just got to spend the extra time like, okay, I feel this way. Why do I feel this way? Why is that person making me feel this way? Like, why? Yeah. Yeah.
There are no easy solutions to this. Mm-hmm. And the pills aren't enough. Mm. They're not. I would stand on that because statistically we have more therapy available than ever before, but also we're getting worse mental health wise.
Yeah.
So isn't therapy supposed to solve mental health issues? It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's helping. Yeah. It's not the solution.
Right.
And I don't think pills are the solution. I think there is more stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of those are spiritual answers that require spiritual work.
Yeah.
But people think spiritual things only come by just presence and receptivity. Mm-hmm. Of feelings you have in worship, or at big moments at a camp or a conference, and it's like, no, this is every day.
Yeah,
and a lot of it's process, and then sometimes there's just it clicks, and you're like, there we're at. But a lot of times it's a slow process.
Yep.
So, the mentality on spiritual answers and spiritual help for mental health issues has to change.
Yeah.
Where this is not an antidepressant.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Lord's gonna work in your mind and your soul. And he can do a miracle now, and he's also going to work on it every day of your life.
Yeah.
You're going to get stronger for it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I think being obedient to the word can make all the difference.
Yeah.
It's the, Jesus says, if you hear these words of mine and do them, it is like building your house on the rock.
Yeah.
And you can do a lot of hearing, but it's the, okay, now I'm going to actually just simply, I'm going to pick one thing that I'm going to be obedient today with. You'd be surprised with like what that does for you.
That's good.
And in your relationship with the Lord, but also it shifts your mind. It shifts your focus. You're going to, whatever you're focused on is what's going to get big.
Yeah.
If all you're thinking is how sad I am, you're going to keep being sad.
Well, and self-focus, they've shown that, self-focus actually makes you go in a hole more.
Yeah, right. It just gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah,
and bigger.
A lot of people have climbed out of depression by serving other people.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds antithetical. It's like, how could I help? You can.
Mm-hmm.
Love somebody else. Not your boyfriend, girlfriend. Yeah. It's easy. They're your friends. Talk about somebody that needs help.
Mm-hmm.
You show love and care. That's why serving the church is, the Lord has used that to save some people's lives.
Yep, yep. So many stories.
Because they finally got outside of themselves and they could actually see clearly what was happening.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's good. That's good. All right.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That's about it, y'all. Well, send us your favorite candy. No guarantees we're going to buy it. Just I'm going to buy it for myself. And
yeah. And then we will enjoy it.
We
maybe
will
on the
enjoy
next
it.
Podcast. We'll enjoy
pretty
your
soon.
Favorite candy.
By this time, it either would have dropped or it will be dropping.
Mm-hmm.
We will have opinions on the Camp Champ shirt colorways.
Yeah, possibly.
Shadow
if it
dropping.
Hasn't already,
it hasn't
it will
already.
Be soon. It will be very
it will
soon.
Either have been picked and hopefully you got in on it.
Yep.
Or it will be.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be up for a time where you could potentially pick what
you have a say. Your voice matters.
Oh my gosh. You have a voice.
You have a voice and it matters.
Voice of a generation. And there are a separate junior high Camp Chant shirt from the high school one.
That's right.
They are two separate ones.
That's right.
So if you pay attention to social, you can vote on it.
All right.
Be good to
That's
go.
All we got. We love you guys. Thanks for listening for all of you. And we will talk to you next Monday at 4 p.m.
Yes.